Broadcasting Company.
Sporting News Flash. I'm Rob Bushka. The World Series takes a break on Tuesday. They travel the 90 miles up the turnpike there in I-95. They'll lock horns on Wednesday. The Yankees try to win their first championship since 2000. Their 27th overall as a franchise. A pair of old crafty veterans will duel Pedro Martinez and Andy Pettit, trying to remember the last time he took on Pedro.
You know, I cannot remember, you know, the first time that we faced each other. I know that me and Derek were talking about in the clubhouse last night just how strange is this, you know, after all the battles, all the, you know, with him being in Boston, and I know I've faced him a bunch of times, don't know about the playoffs, can't really remember that, but in the course of a regular season and big series and stuff like that, and then to kind of come full circle.
Shane Victorino says he will play despite being drilled in the hand when he tried to lay down a bunt in the first inning in Game 5. That was by A.J. Burnett, who hit him. Burnett only lasted two innings, gave up six runs, shortest start by a World Series starter since the 2002 series. Let's talk a little college football. Georgia running back Rashawn Ely says that Brandon Spikes of Florida should not be suspended despite the fact that he tried to eye gouge him. Said that's just a part of playing some football. Well, break up the Rays, Akinora Iwamura. He has been traded, and, well, he's on his way down, you could say, to the Pittsburgh Pirates. From the NFL, the Seahawks, they release Edgerrin James, who was ineffective. They signed him at the start of the season. After swatting a bat in the Spurs home game Saturday night, Manu Ginobili needed rabies shots, and he had to head to the doctor to do so. Also went on a public relations campaign telling kids not to swat bats or raccoons by themselves without supervision. And Mickey Andrews, Florida State's defensive coordinator since 1984, says he'll retire at the end of the year. And the Caps, Alexander Ovechkin, out with an upper body strain. That's the latest Sporting News Flash.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-584-1089.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-584-1089. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-584-1089. That's 800-584-1089.
I feel like such a statistic. I got laid off a few months ago. Almost as bad as losing my job is losing my health insurance benefits. So I signed up for COBRA, but it's so expensive. I don't think I can afford it much longer. But my family needs health coverage. I'm stuck.
Aetna can help. Our individual health insurance plans may include similar benefits to what you have now with COBRA for less money. With lower premiums and lower deductibles, Aetna's affordable plans can help your family stay insured. Call 1-888-399-7171 and we'll help you determine the right coverage to maximize your savings. Call 1-888-399-7171 today and we'll also send you a free award-winning reference guide to health benefits that includes practical ways to save. We want you to know. Aetna. Health insurance plans are underwritten, offered, and administered by Aetna Life Insurance Company directly and through an out-of-state blanket trust. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. These plans are medically underwritten, and you may be declined coverage in accordance with your health condition.
So you just started blogging. That's good. No, that's great. Because with AT&T High-Speed Internet Direct, you can access your home internet at thousands of hotspots nationwide with no home phone required, which means you can blog about more than what's going on in your living room.
I'm going to go to the park.
Like how you just ran into your ex-boyfriend in the park.
Hey, baby.
Oh, hey, Brad.
Or how you're making a mistake by having coffee with him right now.
Brad.
Yep.
You're slurping.
So?
Check, please.
Are we going Dutch?
Or how you're amazed he convinced you to go away with him this weekend.
Babe, we belong together.
Really?
Or how he just checked out another girl on the beach and you're remembering why you broke up in the first place.
What are you looking at?
The hermit crab.
That hermit crab next to that hot girl?
I didn't put it there.
Creep.
AT&T gives you internet access at home and on the go with no home phone required for only $19.95 per month. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, go to att.com/internet, or visit an AT&T store today. AT&T, your world delivered.
Taxes, excessive usage, and other charges may apply. Wi-Fi-enabled device required. See attwi.com for additional services, details, and locations.
On an all-new 24-7, Miguel Cotto and Manny Pacquiao face off with Max Kellerman.
You fought so many great fighters. You're the champion, and he's a challenger. You're perceived as one of the best fighters in the world, pound for pound. He's perceived as the best fighter in the world, pound for pound. So, ding, ding, round one. There's Manny Pacquiao in the other side of the ring. What is going through your mind?
I'm Miguel Cotto, you know. I know how to box. I know how to create good defense. You prepare enough to handle everything he can bring you.
Some people feel that Manny Pacquiao can blow you out in the early rounds. How do you respond to that?
We're going to capitalize every kind of mistake he can make in the fight.
24/7 Pacquiao Cotto. Saturday nights only on HBO.
Mark Richt, Terry Bowden, DeMarcus Ware, Jeff Foxworthy, and Mike Woodson and his Hawks. Catch them all anytime you want, only at the BrandSmart USA Instant Replay page, only at 790thezone.com.
The Monty Show.
The Monty Show is on Sporting News Radio.
Coming to you from the LifeLock Studios.
Now,
here's Monty.
Here's Monty.
1-800-777-2907. The Monty Show is on Sporting News Radio. Big Power Hour NFL for you coming up. Keith Brooking. I wonder what LifeLock is, or what life is like for him, hello, in Dallas as opposed to Atlanta. He was such the fabric of life in Atlanta. Brooking was such a huge part of that community. And I know it's home for him. He's a Georgia Tech guy. I want to ask him how he's, you know, moved himself to Dallas. And whether, is he out of Atlanta? Because that was such a part of his life. And I know that it was bitter when he left Atlanta. But you have to admit, it's worked out really well in Dallas. So we'll talk to him about that. But right now, I want to get out to the StubHub.com guest line and get Titans running back Chris Johnson. He had a huge game. Chris, you played well. The team played well. But, man, you guys sure did look happy to get a win.
Oh, yeah, we really wanted to get a win that we've been working towards all year, and it just feels good to finally get our first win, and hopefully we can catch a win of momentum and just try and keep it rolling.
Hey, talk to me about Vince Young's impact on you, because a lot of people thought that you had more running lanes and you had a little more room to run because of what Vince had, his presence and his ability to run as well. How do you think having Vince Young in the game affected you?
Well, just having Vince Young, you know, he's a competitor. I mean, he want to win, and he just worked hard every day to get his job back and finally have it back, and just him playing out there in the huddle. He's a competitor. I want to sit and say if there was a different quarterback in, I wouldn't have the yards that I had. But just having Vince in there, like when I have the days I have like that, I like to point out the blocking of the offensive line, my receivers downfield, and also the quarterback carrying out his fakes and things like that. So
yeah,
I look at it in that situation.
Yeah, I hear you on that. Chris Johnson's our guest, Tennessee Titans running back. You know, he had 24 carries, 228 yards, and two scores. Do you feel like you're having a good year? I know that the team has not succeeded at the level that you guys would hope, but do you feel like you personally are having a good year?
Yeah, I feel like I'm having a good year right now. I'm having a better year than I had last year. And with a team, I haven't a year like we did last year, but I still think we can pull out some things within these last nine games. I just go in here as far as individual goals and things like that. Like every time I play, I just want to be mentioned in the names. Like when people mention like a LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or guys like that, I want to be up there on that level.
Do you think you'll eventually get there?
If I continue doing the things that I'm doing, that kind of gives me motivation. So that's why I work hard. In practice, and when the game comes, I give it my all, because until I get to that level, or even when I do get to that level, I'm still going to be pushing. But when I get to that level, then that's when I know I really made it.
Talking to Chris Johnson from the Titans on the Monty Show at Sporting News Radio. And I know that, Chris, there's a lot of pressure on you guys. It's the NFL, dude. It's big time. But when you talk about wanting to be great like a Jordan, like a Kobe Bryant, do you put more pressure on yourself, or is that an easy expectation for you?
Well, you don't put no more pressure on yourself, because if you want to be mentioned in the same sentence as those guys and things like that, even though they didn't play football, they played basketball, even though you would want to be in that same category, that's going to give yourself motivation to go out there and play hard every game. It's not going to put no pressure on yourself. Like, if you want to be out there with those guys, you got to produce on Sundays.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think you have been producing on Sundays, as we talked to Chris Johnson from the Titans. It's interesting the way you guys are running the ball this year, because last year, obviously, you and Lendale kind of split carries, I think, and you know, it was a much more even load. And now you've clearly, you know, established yourself as the number one. Do you prefer it this way?
If I want my name to be out there with Jordan and Kobe and LeBron and those guys, that's how I gotta be. Me being a player that I am, and me being a running back, or any person who wants the ball, I don't think they would be like, I wish I didn't get as many carries. I wish somebody could take some carries away from me. No.
Yeah.
I don't think Jordan or Kobe ever was like, I wish somebody can get some of my points. When Kobe scored 81, he wasn't like, I wish this player could have had some of those points. No, not at all.
No, I hear you. But then I don't get my Smash and Dash T-shirt this year. That's the biggest thing that I'm going to miss, is you guys disbanded the Smash and Bash, though, Chris.
But the Smash and Dash, it been was divorced since before the season started. It was no more Smash and Dash. We came up with our own separate nickname.
I just miss the T-shirts, honestly. Those T-shirts that you got. How many people talk to you about that T-shirt? I would imagine a lot of people bring that up.
Yeah, a lot of people bring it up. A lot of people still love the Smash and Dash and all those type things, but just like a team, every team got 1 year. It's 1 year expand. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's only 1 year, so every year is something new. You're a whole new team in the next year. We started off 10-0 last year. We're a whole new team this year. We started off 0-6. So basically, it's 1 year. Last year was Smash and Dash. This year is every coach's dream, and his name is Say the Last Dance.
Well, maybe, and I'm not trying to be the master of the obvious here, maybe you should go back to Smash and Dash. Even though you got all the carries, you guys, I can't, that's right, you were 10-0 last year, dude. How different do you guys feel? You're 1-6 as compared to last year at this time, you were 7-0. I mean, how different is it?
We started off 10-0 last year. Before we played Jacksonville, we really sat down and was like, we really feel like we can go 10-0 in these last 10 games. And if we could do that, hopefully get a wild card or anything like that. I'm not sure how that will work out. But, like, we still going to practice every day, going to work every day. We got a goal. We still want to make the playoffs. We know it's going to be a very, very, very tough thing to do, but that's what records are for. They're made to be broke. I don't think a team that ever started off 1-6 ever went to the playoffs or anything like that. So we're trying to do something nobody hasn't ever done.
Well, I think if you look at the AFC, Chris, I mean, there's an, if you guys were to do that, let's say that you were to finish 10-6, there's a legitimate opportunity you could go to the playoffs there. I mean, do you guys talk about that a lot?
Yeah, we do a lot. We look at our last 10 games. Our first two games, we had some very tough opponents. Mm-hmm. But we look at our last 10 games, and I don't think we have the Colts we have to play.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very tough team, but we feel like we can beat the Colts if we come out and play like we're supposed to. But we look at our last 9 games, and we don't think it's a team on there that we can't beat.
You know what? And I don't know that many people would disagree with you as we visit with Chris Johnson from the Titans. I mean, I think the two games that are going to stand out the most are going to be that game at Tennessee. And I think, you know, on November 23rd, you're at Houston. I think those are your two most difficult games. But the funny thing to me is we're talking about confidence on your ball club, Chris. With Vince Young in there, I think a lot of people would have said that you couldn't win with Vince Young. Do you guys feel like you can win with him? Do you feel like you can go 9-0 in your next 9 weeks with Vince Young as your quarterback?
Yeah, we feel that. We didn't have Vince Young back. We never did not have Vince Young back. We always had his back. Vince Young got hurt and lost his job. Like, he got hurt, and then Kerry came in, and Kerry played great.
Mm-hmm.
Kerry led us to a 10-0 start. So it wasn't like Vince Young was in there throwing interceptions and doing all this crazy stuff, and he was bent, and Kerry Collins was brought in.
Yeah.
He got hurt. So yeah. Basically, we been had his back. We never did not like, oh, Vince Young this or that. Like, we always had his back.
Yeah, and I, you know, honestly, Lendale said the same thing. He's been on the show quite a few times, and he said the same thing, that just because the guy lost his job and the media goes after him doesn't mean that you guys did. Has it gotten old talking about Vince? Has it been difficult to answer all the questions?
No, it's an easy question to answer. You go back and look at what he did at Texas, and then coming in, what was he, number 3 pick, rookie of the year, all those type things. He was in the NFL when he got rookie of the year and did all those type things. So Vince Young, he's a winner. He's a great player. So I don't know why the media say all this and all this stuff all about the suicide and all that other stuff. It was a bit miscommunication.
Yeah.
So the team ourselves, we know we have his back. It's nothing like that.
Chris, before I let you go, though, I can't let you go without asking you about East Carolina football. Because we saw you on the sidelines. They're doing really well in Conference USA. They're 4-1. Are you a proud Pirate?
Of course I'm a proud Pirate. I'm always a proud Pirate. I feel like especially last year when we were ranked up so high, I had a lot of haters in the locker room. So I had a lot of haters in the locker room. And then I actually bet this year versus UNC. And we lost, so I had to do a couple of interviews with a UNC hat on and a UNC shirt. But ever since then, we have stepped it up, and we've been doing good.
Yeah, well, you got a big game this week, East Carolina and Virginia Tech. That's a big game. And, you know, I think if you look at the way, you know, that East Carolina has played, and you look at especially the last 2 weeks, they get two nice wins. I mean, these next 4 weeks could really do nicely for them. They would finish. If they win these four games, they'd be 9-3. That would be a nice little record.
Yeah, that would be a nice record. Nice record and a nice bowl game, too.
Yeah, a very nice bowl game, which is never bad. Hey, Chris, congratulations on the great performance. Stay healthy, dude. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll do it again soon, CJ. Really appreciate it. 800-777-2907. See, I don't know. How are they going to go 10-0? How are they going to go 10-0? They're not going 10-0. I mean, I felt bad. I wanted to call him out. And the crew's like, oh, you got to call him out. He clearly fell and hit his head before the interview. There's no way they're going 10-0, right? There's no, you know, that. And how are they going to beat the Colts? Can they beat the Colts? Let me put it this way. Will they beat the Colts? They can beat the Colts. But will they beat the Colts? Nashville, let's hear you. 800-777-2907. Coming up also, Keith Brooking. He's played really well in Dallas. How's the adjustment been for him? We'll talk about that next with you on Sporting News Radio.
In less than 60 seconds, we do it again. A Sporting News Flash. We ready in there?
There's something happening across America. People aren't just calling themselves DirecTV customers. They're calling themselves fans. That's because DirecTV has exclusive sports packages like NFL Sunday Ticket and free NASCAR Hot Pass. DirecTV has the most HD channels with over 130, soon to be over 200, and 50 times more movies available in 1080p. Perhaps that's why DirecTV is ranked number one in customer satisfaction among all TV service providers. So don't just watch TV. Become a huge fan. Switch to DirecTV today. Call 1-888-746-1414. There's no equipment to buy and no startup costs. Packages start at just $29.99 a month. Call 1-888-746-1414. That's 1-888-746-1414. Sports subscription.
You're listening to Sports Radio
790 The Zone.
Commitment required and available separately. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
I'm Rob Bushka. World Series Game 6 is set for Wednesday in New York with two veterans on the bump. That's putting it lightly, according to Pedro.
You know, just see two old goats out there doing the best they can and having fun with it.
Meanwhile, Shane Victorino, he will play for the Fightin' Phils despite being hit by a pitch on the hand in Game 5. College football, Georgia Bulldogs with Sean Ely is forgiving, saying despite Florida's Brandon Spikes trying to eye gouge him, he shouldn't be suspended. Spikes will sit the first half against Vanderbilt on Saturday. FSU's Mickey Andrews, 68 years young. He'll retire at the end of the season. He's been defensive coordinator for the Seminoles in Tallahassee since 1984. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL. Don't hold the Titans back. No longer 0-6. They finally got their first dub over Jacksonville. Chris Johnson, the talented running back who, of course, one of the best out there in the league. He was just on the Monty Show on Sporting News Radio. Says he wants to be a household name like some pretty big basketball guys.
Every time I play, I just want to be missing in the names. Like when people mention like a LeBron James or Kobe Bryant or guys like that, I want to be up there on that level.
Chris Johnson of the Titans, if you missed the interview, you can check that out at sportingnewsradio.com and download the podcast. NFL news and notes, the edge has gotten dull in Seattle. Edger and James waived by the Seahawks. Notre Dame's Michael Floyd, the wideout, he's been out with a collarbone injury, is expected to play return to action Saturday against Navy. The Washington Capitals superstar Alex Ovechkin has an upper body strain, and he'll miss the next 2 weeks. Wizards lead the Cavs 54-50 at the break. Nugs 55-39 over the Pacers at halftime. C's up on the Sixers 44-36. Magic 26-23 over Detroit in the second. Suns in the second 36-33 over the Heat. That's the latest Sporting News Flash.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Hi, Vince Dooley here. I am happy to partner with the folks at Kroger to celebrate the remarkable history of the Bulldogs in the book I have written called Dooley's Playbook. This must-have book features 34 of the most significant plays in Bulldog history. Why 34? Because that was the number worn by Herschel Walker, one of the greatest players I've ever coached. Each play that I selected is brought to life by the beautiful artwork of acclaimed painter Steve Penley. This, folks, is a real Georgia Bulldog playbook. Over the next few weeks, I'll be traveling to Kroger stores throughout Georgia where you can purchase a signed copy and we can talk about the Dogs. I'll be at the new Warner Robins Kroger in Bon Air on Wednesday, November the 4th from 4 till 6 p.m. signing copies. So come on out, tell me about your favorite play, and pick up a signed copy of Dooley's Playbook for yourself or for a football lover in your family. It will make a great Christmas gift. Thank you for supporting Kroger, and thank you for supporting the Dogs.
Black dress, black boots, black pants, black taco.
Introducing Taco Bell's new Black Jack Taco with an exciting black shell and zesty pepper jack sauce.
Black hole, black belt, black bear, black taco.
For just 89 cents, it's the new must-have of the season.
Black licorice, black beans, black mayo, black taco.
Okay, it's got a black shell, zesty pepper jack sauce, and it's a great deal for just 89 cents.
Black widow, black smith, black coffee, black taco.
Seriously, taco. I get it. Everyone gets it. It's a black taco.
Taco, taco.
The new 89-cent Blackjack Taco. Get it before it's gone. Only at Taco Bell.
Bell, Bell, Bell.
At participating locations for limited time only. Prices may vary. Tax extra.
It's late and your stomach's growling, so head to Taco Bell for fourth meal to get something melty, crunchy, spicy, and grilled. If you're up late, so are we. Get the exciting late-night case of fourth meal. Think outside the bun. Taco Bell is open until 1 a.m. or later. Hours may vary by location.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Want to know where our shows are broadcasting next? Curious if we're doing a promotion in your neck of the woods? Find out at 790thezone.com.
Sporting News Radio.
Well, before we played Jacksonville, we really sat down and was like, we really feel like we can go 10-0 in these last 10 games, and if we could do that, hopefully get a wild card.
From the LifeLock studios of SNR, The Monty Show is back.
I mean, I love the guy. He is one of the more free-flowing athletes, Chris Johnson from the Titans right there. But you crazy. You think that there's no way they end up 10-6. And look, if the Titans did run the table somehow, some way, and they finished 10-6, they'd be in pretty good shape. They would be in pretty good shape. But I don't see any way that's happening. I really don't. I mean, that's asking a lot. And I think, you know, he talked about the Colts. I also think the Texans have to be considered in their schedule because the Texans are playing good football as well. That's big. Let me get Aaron in Indy. Aaron, you're on Sporting News Radio. Hello.
Hello, Monty. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great, Aaron. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging and read the newspaper this morning, and I wasn't in it, so I'm doing pretty good.
That is a positive.
I just need to get a couple things on my chest. First of all, I'm going to get to Chris here in a second. Mr. Polian, please do the right thing. There would be no Peyton to Harrison or Peyton to Wayne if it wasn't for that third trip with Mr. Adrian James. Bringing back, signing, close his career out as a Colt, I believe, not on the first, but the second ballot, he has the qualifications of making it into the Hall of Fame later on with his record he has. Now, that being said, back to Mr. Chris Johnson. We're going to have to revoke your license as a radio man, Monty, due to the fact that only three words should have ever came out of your mouth after he was speaking. And that's from the great philosopher, the late great philosopher, Fred T. Sanford, when he said, "Are you crazy?"
And you know, when he said it, I was like, wait.
You there with the pom-poms in your hand. And you know what? I don't disparage nobody that believes in themselves, you know, that go for the goal. But come on, Chris. Brother Chris.
Yeah.
We haven't been getting much play around the league, but I'm pretty sure you can look up the stats. You know who got the number one scoring defense in the league right now?
I don't. Who's that?
It's the horseshoe, baby.
Yeah,
it's the horseshoe.
I know.
It's the horseshoe. He talking about what did Lamar Thomas say? What did that guy say for the Miami Hurricanes? You ain't coming up in our house talking that stuff.
No, you're not. You're not, Aaron. I set
up here in Naptown, man. Come on, Chris. Warm it up, Chris.
Aaron, I appreciate the call. I got to go. I got Keith Brooking on the StubHub.com guest line. They can't go 10-6. No way. But Keith Brooking and the Cowboys are well on their way to a playoff spot. Keith, welcome back to the show, man. A big win for you guys on Sunday. Talk to me about the momentum and how you feel you guys are playing right now.
Well, I think kind of what you said. I think it's a great momentum boost for us and just kind of keep our confidence going. And we're a very talented football team. And I think the more we win, the more success we have, the more confidence that's going to build throughout our team. And I think that's a great combination in any sport, especially football, when you go out confidently and you prepare throughout the course of the week for your opponent, and you step out on the field in a confident way. I think that equals great success, and we just got to continue to do that as a football team.
Cowboy linebacker Keith Brooking is our guest on the Monty Show at Sporting News Radio. You talked about the team. Now talk about yourself, Keith. How are you playing?
I feel good. I mean, I'm very comfortable with this system. It's one of the reasons I came here because I knew what Coach Phillips is going to have me do in this defense. And I tell you what, man, it's as I said just before that, you know, this is a very talented football team, especially defensively, and the guys that are around me. It's easy to go out there and make plays around those guys. So they, it's a lot of fun right now. We're having a lot of fun as a football team. We just got to keep it going.
It is very interesting to me, the impact that you've had on this team, Keith. And I think if you talk to your teammates, and oh, by the way, I have, they say that you are an immense part of what is happening in Dallas defensively. And not even that you're making tackles, that you're racking sacks, that you're getting to the quarterback, that you are a leader, that you are an example. How does it make you feel when you hear that?
Well, I think, you know, just to be honest with you, I mean, it feels good. I think anytime you can make an impact on a football team, come in and be a small part in the success is always a good thing. You know, I tell you, it's been an easy transition for me. I mean, they've accepted me with open arms, and it's been a good thing for me. I think I needed this at this point in my career, and we just gotta keep it going. You know, it's everybody wants to kind of drink the Kool-Aid right now, the Dallas Cowboys, and tell us how great we are and how well we're doing. And I've been around this league long enough where I know that we got to keep our nose to the ground. We got to keep our blinders on and just keep moving forward. Take one week at a time, that old cliche that no one wants to hear, but it's so true in this league. And you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Cowboy linebacker Keith Brookings, our guest on Sporting News Radio. And I think the interesting thing that I heard you say there was you talked about your situation. You talked about the excitement of it. Maybe the pain and maybe the disappointment in people seeing you depart from Atlanta, maybe all of that was just what was happening in the moment, but maybe was that a very good thing for you?
Well, man, I had 11 great years in Atlanta, and have so many great memories. Had a lot of success there, you know, with different football teams. Had a lot of personal success, and played for one of the best owners in this league, in Arthur Blank, and have the utmost respect for him, the man that he is, and the things that he's done for me throughout my career. And you know, I left there on great terms. They decided that they wanted to go in another direction, and you know, looking back on it, it was, I think they're happy with where they're at. I'm extremely happy with where I'm at, and, you know, that's just the nature of this business. I knew that all along, you know, to draw it up perfectly, you know, to end my career in Atlanta would have been a good thing, but, man, now that I'm here, I'm a part of this team, and they've accepted me, and where we're at right now, I can't imagine finishing my career in a different way. So this will be my last stop, and I'm having so much fun right now. There's no regrets. When I made the decision to come here, that's the way I make decisions, with no regrets and looking back, and it's a very good thing for me.
Keith Brookings is our guest on Sporting News Radio. And, Keith, I want to ask you about your foundation, too, because I know how much the community means to you, and it's not a cliche with you. It's not just something that you feel obligated to do. It's what you want to do. Have you found a place in Dallas? Have you found a way to transition? And how important are the people of Atlanta to you today?
Extremely important. They supported me. They wrapped their arms around my foundation there locally in Atlanta and made it what it is today. And that's the base of my foundation. We're kind of in a transition right now, trying to make an impact here in the Dallas area, and we're on our way to doing that. We actually have a board call tomorrow. I'll get on a conference call with my board and go over some things that we're looking at doing here. And it's you know, we're impacting a lot of people in the Atlanta area, and that's where my foundation is based. And we're going to, you know, God willing, we're going to continue to do that. And the community of Atlanta, the people around there, are the reasons we've done what we've done so far, so I'm very excited about that.
Boy, it's pretty amazing to hear you talk about Atlanta like that. I mean, I know that you're a Georgia Tech guy. You're a Hall of Famer there. You're a Falcon. I mean, it's just so interesting to me that one guy can be so impacted by a community, Keith, but then you turn around and the impact that you had in Atlanta, that will always be you. I mean, that will always be a very big place for you, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, Atlanta's my home, and there's so many people there that I could think, and just are really big reasons where I'm at today. And just impacted my life. Like, I could never sit here and explain to you in an interview. So mm-hmm. I'm grateful for that. I'm thankful for that. And you know, it's, you know, people are like, well, how can you say you can't imagine, you know, finishing your career in a better spot, being in Dallas after you say that? But I think, you know, new beginnings are exciting. And I think you learn, you live long enough that nothing stays the same, and especially in this business. So it's just the nature of this business. That's the way I've looked at it. And it's worked out really good for me so far.
Well, very well said. Keith Brooking from the Cowboys is our guest. Let's talk a little Cowboy football. Oh, by the way, you guys are not dead. Your season isn't over. It seemed like people had written you guys off so early, and all of a sudden here you are winning three in a row. And now you're going, Keith, probably into the most critical stretch of your schedule. How important is this game this weekend coming up with Philadelphia?
It's extremely important. You know, you kind of have to walk the fine line in the NFL, and you can't make it bigger than what it is. You know, but it's a very important game for us. No one in this league has ever won a championship in November. So, you know, we got to continue just to get better each and every week. And, you know, when we get into December, towards the end of December, we got to be playing our best football like all great champions do. You look at this league and the history of it, you know, most of the champions, have held up that Lombardi trophy at the end of the year. They're playing their best football at that time. So we just got to keep our nose to the grind, keep doing the same things we've been doing for the past 3 weeks. We've been saying all along, you know, when people want to panic and fire coaches and get rid of our whole roster when we went into overtime in Kansas City and ended up winning that game, you know, just relax, stay calm. People on the outside, we're getting to where we want to go, and I think you kind of see that starting to come to fruition these last 2 weeks, beating a very good team in the Atlanta Falcons and then playing well at home against the Seahawks, and we just got to keep that same mentality and keep getting better every week.
And, you know, you look at your defense a little bit, Keith, and I think the way it sets up, I was happy for you guys that your secondary made plays, especially in this win over Seattle. I mean, I thought Hamlin had two critical pass defense, and I thought he broke up that one that was really big. But it seems like now you have the three segments of your defense, which are the guys up front, the linebackers, the secondary. You guys all seem to be kind of working together and feeding off of each other.
Yeah, our secondary, I tell you what, they really showed up and played well for us last week in Atlanta. And then this past Sunday, obviously they made some critical stops on third down with some pass defenses you know, we call it the money down on third down. And I think we have a great combination going right now. And we're causing havoc in the backfield. We're getting our sacks. When we're not getting the sacks, we're getting pressure on the quarterback. And that equals into good plays, great plays in our secondary. It goes hand in hand. So it's really starting to come together for us right now. You know, I watched the film today. I'm very critical of myself and our defense. And we haven't scratched the surface of what we can be. So we just have to continue to be accountable to each other, to ourselves for one, and then accountable to each other, and then you know, just be critical of ourselves every week, and just get better and better, and we got to be playing our best football towards the end of the year.
Well, you got a bunch of big games coming up, including Sunday night against Philly. Congratulations on your success in Dallas, Keith. I appreciate it, and stay healthy, all right?
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.
No, you're welcome. I hope we can do it again soon. Keith Brooking from the Cowboys right there. 1-800-777-2907. We'll be back to talk some NFL with you. And I want to get into the situation with spikes at Florida as well. Gator fans, what do you think? That's next on the Monty Show at Sporting News Radio.
Nobody covers the bases like Sporting News Today.
Sign up now at sportingnewstoday.com.
Time's running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. Every time you turn on the radio, there's some cheerful couple telling you how they got out of debt overnight. Their stress is gone, and everything's just wonderful. Come on. The truth is, what sounds too good to be true is too good to be true. You need real help, and you need it now. not bankruptcy. That should be your last choice. We're Credit Card Relief, and we've been helping people just like you for nearly a decade. We're the only attorney-driven program dedicated to helping you get out of debt in months instead of years, saving you thousands, and without risking your family home. We know what we're doing, and we don't make promises we can't keep. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Get out of debt. Call Credit Card Relief at 866-460-6363. Not available in all states. That's Credit Card Relief. 866-460-6363. 866-460-6363.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I'm Rob Bushka. The Yankees can win their first title since 2000 and 27th in team history by beating the Phils at the stadium on Wednesday. First pitch set for 7:57. Pedro Martinez will oppose Andy Pettitte. Shane Victorino will play despite being drilled on the hand Monday in Game 5 as the Yanks up 3-2. Let's talk a little National Football League. Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles' biggest game, perhaps, of the weekend. Keith Brooking, newcomer to the boys, was just on the Monty Show and says, from day one, I felt pretty comfortable here.
I feel good. I mean, I'm very comfortable with this system. It's one of the reasons I came here, because I knew what Coach Phillips was going to have me do in this defense.
If you missed that interview, you can always check out the podcast of Keith Brooking on the Monty Show at SportingNewsRadio.com. Let's get to the association. Cavs have come back, outscored the Wizard by 10 in the second quarter. LeBron James has 18 points, 59-58. They lead the Wiz midway through the third. Nuggets, meanwhile, pouring it on the Pacers. Mr. Big Shot.
The pull-up jumper from 15 is no good. Rebound tapped high in the air from Nene right to Anthony Carter. Back to Billups in a three. Got it. That's a big bucket for Denver right there.
And it's a 13-point lead, 68-55 on KCKK. Nuggets over the Pacers. Melo has 21. Sees ambushing the Sixers, 64-50. 3 minutes left in the third. Magic up three at Detroit at halftime, 41-38. Jameer Nelson leads the Magic in scoring with only 7. Heat 50-39 over the Suns. 1 minute left in the first half there. Bucks 25, Bulls 15 midway through the second. Lakers out 32-27 over the Thunder in the second. Jazz Mavs just underway. Hawks and Blazers later. That's the latest sporting news flash. More with Monty on SNR.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I'm a Verizon Wireless small business specialist, and I solve problems. Last week, two brothers walk into our store. They run a landscaping company.
I need to keep track of employees.
I need to stay connected to clients.
Yeah, and we need it all on the go.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggested they both get a BlackBerry smartphone. You can go online, check email, and get directions. And right now, the second one is free.
Now we get more jobs done faster.
With our new BlackBerry Tours.
And our landscaping company
is really blooming.
Good line.
Now at Verizon Wireless, get a BlackBerry at our lowest prices ever. Plus, get a second of equal or lesser value free. BlackBerry runs better on America's largest and most reliable 3G network. Visit any communication store or call 1-800-VZW4BIZ today. BlackBerry pricing between $39.99 and $149.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Each phone requires new two-year activation on a voice plan with email feature or email plan. Early termination and other fees apply per phone. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Today on Wendy's Quest for Real, the history of bacon. Ever since man learned to outrun the pig, bacon has been thick and delicious. But over time, it's gotten thinner and thinner, begging the question, what, is the pig too fast?
Want thicker bacon? Quest to Wendy's for the new Premium Bacon Deluxe, the bacon cheeseburger that's going to make history. With fresh-cooked, double-thick applewood smoked bacon, hand-sliced tomatoes, lettuce, and hot, juicy North American beef.
When it's real.
Taste Wendy's new Bacon Deluxe.
You know when it's real.
And never stop the quest for real.
You know when it's real.
Don't forget, Wendy's pickup window is open until midnight and later. Try Wendy's new Bacon Deluxe with center-cut applewood smoked bacon that's thick and crispy, fresh-cooked beef, hand-sliced tomatoes, and fresh lettuce. You know when it's real.
Thank you, thank you. That was Fly Me to the Moon, and now another favorite, a little tune about
state minimum coverage.
1-800-SAFE-AUTO, pick up the phone, the call is free. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, get peace of mind and security.
You gotta have coverage, you wanna save money. Do both at 1-800-SAFE-AUTO and safeauto.com.
Play it safe, Safe Auto.
We need your help and 50,000 of your friends. The United States is bidding to host the FIFA World Cup in either 2018 or 2022. And Atlanta is among 27 cities that could host a match. Show your support for Atlanta's candidacy to be selected for the FIFA World Cup bid by signing the petition to bring the game to Atlanta. Our goal is 50,000 signatures. Go to www.gousabid.com/Atlanta today.
Fran Tarkenton in studio with Mayhem. A behind-the-scenes look at the Stews at ESPN. Mayhem at Hawks practice. Just some of the videos at 790thezone.com.
Sporting News Radio.
We've been saying all along, you know, when people want to panic and fire coaches and get rid of our whole roster when we went into overtime in Kansas City and ended up winning that game, you know, just relax, stay calm.
Back to the LifeLock studios of Sporting News Radio. It's the Mouty Show on SNR.
How classy is Keith Brooking? I mean, that's what comes to mind. He is a classy, classy guy. And I really appreciate him coming on the show. 1-800-777-2907. I do want to talk some NFL with you. Brett Favre. Brett's the offensive player of the week. How about that, Packer fans? How do you like me now, Packer fans? I still can't believe. I still cannot believe that group of fans was wearing half Packer, half Viking jerseys. That's disgusting to me. That is disgusting to me. And here on the Monty Show, I think you know by now, my fandom is strong, and I do not ride the man wagon. Think about my teams.
Go Cubs.
I mean, how bad do we suck? I mean, it's amazing. Every team that I root for, every team that I am hard call, wicked hot call, every one of my teams has been bad for, like, forever.
Loves Notre Dame football more than anything else in the world.
Thank you, Rudy. I mean, every one of my teams, every one of them.
Cubs win.
I mean, it is almost predictable at this point. It is almost predictable. I've got goats causing me havoc. I've got the Raiders who just, I mean, they're terrible.
Totally untrue.
No,
totally untrue.
They suck. Their coach is a woman-beating, allegedly violent guy. I mean, how does this happen to my teams? How does Milton Bradley wind up on my R and we?
Cubs win.
Not really. No, they don't very often win, especially not this year. And I'll tell you, I'm pretty stoked about it. And I don't get stoked about video games very often. Okay, well, that's not true. I really do. Often. A week from now, my life will be different. Whatever. But I got 2K9 for my Xbox 360, right? We're playing, and I'm like, yeah, it can be the Cubs. You want to know how bad it was for the Cubs this year? I downloaded the instant roster update for the Cubs. Soriano's on the disabled list. Okay, not available. Milton Bradley is benched. Not available. You know who the starting left fielder, if you just go to autoplay for the Cubs, you know who the starting left fielder is? You don't, do you? Sam Fuld. I'm not even kidding. Do you know who that is? He's like a really good, like, fifth or sixth outfielder. Fuld, F-U-L-D, Sam Fuld is the starting left fielder. I'm not even kidding. Carlos Zambrano
That guy was so bad this year that when I downloaded the roster update and he was the starting pitcher, Zambrano, in the game, he lasted four innings and was out of stamina. Because they have like a stamina thing. I mean, get away from the buffet. I can't believe it. The guy, four innings. Four innings.
Suck on that a little bit, will you?
It's ridiculous. The Cubs are that bad. They are that bad. I mean, stick it. I just can't. I can't.
Stick it.
I can't handle it. Every one of my teams sucks out loud. How did I get here? I don't know. The bottom line is my fandom is bitterness. Bitterness. It's bad. 800-777-2907. By the way, a week from today, actually a week from today, it will have already happened. Monday night at 12 o'clock midnight, next Monday night, Call of Duty 4 is renewed once again.
There it is.
Modern Warfare 2 goes on sale at 12:01 Tuesday morning. I'm not that fanatical. I'm not waiting in line, like sleeping in a bag or anything.
I would have double bagged it.
I'm not doing that, Brett. Thank you. Thank you. But I did pre-order it. Justin Hintz and I will be having lunch at Best Buy next Tuesday in West Los Angeles if you want to come out and join us. I will be going to Best Buy, and Justin Hintz, who used to work, my producer, Justin Hintz, used to wear the blue shirt at Best Buy.
The guy that answers the phone.
Yeah, the guy that answers the phone. He is such a nerd. He really is, but he knows his way around to Best Buy. I will give him that.
That's right. I do. And you know what? You'll notice when you go to Best Buy with me, because I've worn the blue shirt, I got the confidence that they don't come up and talk to me. They know their salesman jargon.
Let me just explain this.
Their salesman jargon isn't working with me.
We walk into Best Buy in West Los Angeles, and it might be the worst customer service Best Buy ever, apparently, according to Justin Hintz, former blue shirt-wearing tool. He says, I can't believe it. When I worked at Best Buy, we had to talk to people. We had to make eye contact and tell them, hey, we'll be right with you, or how are you, sir? Can you believe their nerve? They don't even say hello. I can't believe this. I know everything. They know nothing. I'm a connoisseur.
Hey, I'm telling you, dude. You keep wanting to buy this PlayStation 3. You need to come with me because you're not going to get scammed into buying some crap insurance plan or signing up for internet service that you don't want
or
need.
But I want the Geek Squad at my house. I want that bug, that VW bug, black and white with the Geek Squad logo at my house. Will you come over so I can see it at my house?
You ain't getting the Geek Squad bug, dude.
Why?
Because that's not what happens. All right.
So why do they have the? But did they don't drive the Geek Squad cars?
Come on, you gotta buy a lot of insurance for them to come to your house.
I bet it's expensive too.
Yeah.
Would you buy if? Because I'm looking at buying a PS3, a PlayStation 3. I really want one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I really want one. Would you buy it at Best Buy?
Oh yeah, I have no problem shopping at Best Buy.
And you even have the Best Buy Rewards plan, which I got you more this weekend, by the way. Because I used Justin Hintz's Best Buy reward card when I bought my Turtle Beach headset for the Xbox 360 so I could be better at Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare 1.
That was ridiculous, man.
I have loved Best Buy, shopping at Best Buy for ages. That's the only reason, legitimately, and I'm not even kidding, that's the only reason I worked there in college was so I could get a discount and so I could buy more with my money, make my money go further at Best Buy while I was degenerately buying video games.
You are a nerd.
CDs.
You have to, and I like you. You're a perfectly nice young kid. You're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
You know that, right? You get that.
What's the problem?
You're kind of a nerd. I mean, you got a bowl haircut, which makes you a nerd, right?
See, I don't have a bowl haircut.
Well, you have a receding hairline, which makes it look like you have a bowl haircut, but that's the same thing.
I'm a shoo-in for hate of the year.
But you are kind of a nerd. You like kind of nerdy things. You drive a nerdy car. You like Blackberries. I mean, you're always playing with your computer stuff. I mean, you're a nerd, aren't you?
You're describing yourself.
I am. You want to keep it real.
But don't describe yourself and try and pass that off as me.
And you also
keep
wear
it real.
You also
that's right.
You also wear fedoras though.
I do. I love fedoras.
They look so dumb.
No. You just got to have confidence, brother. You got to have confidence.
No, I don't think it's confidence.
Yeah?
No.
It makes you look like a homosexual.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the ladies would beg to differ.
Okay. You have had the same girlfriend for like 10 years.
Yeah. And anytime anytime I wear those hats, whether she's by my side or not, I got the ladies jumping.
Shacking
up.
That's what she said.
Shacking up, right?
That's
Living in sin, right?
Hey, it's only according to some people.
Your mother-in-law was in town. Well, ooh, I said it on accident. I'm sorry. Your girlfriend's mother was in town this weekend.
Yeah.
Was that fun?
It was good.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
What did you guys do? Did you spend a lot of time with your mother?
Your girlfriend's mother. They did a lot of mother-daughter stuff. They did.
So that's why it was good, because they weren't at the crib a lot.
I didn't say that.
But you didn't have to spend a lot of time with her.
Well, I let them do their thing.
But you didn't. So you didn't.
I'm a high
have
roller,
to,
baby. I got stuff going on. I got lots of.
How many meals?
Wheels in motion.
Okay, that's not true. How many meals did you have with your mother-in-law?
Two.
Yeah, two. Wow.
Yeah.
Two out of the nine that she had while she was here.
Yeah. Well, you don't count breakfast because.
Oh, of course you count breakfast.
Okay.
Did you guys go out to breakfast?
No, but we had breakfast at the house.
Yeah, bowls of cereal.
Yeah.
Then you were still hotboxing everybody in the apartment because you're eating Kashi.
That was only one day. It was only Sunday morning.
Kashi Crunch, I'm just warning people now. Kashi Crunch gives you the worst gas in the world. In the world. And apparently Justin passes gas in his sleep, according to his girlfriend. But, you know, I throw that out there.
It's not good to keep that in. It's not good.
Can't do it.
Thank you, Coach. It's not good. For my own health and safety, it's got to come out.
I love you, dude. I really do. All right. The Justin Hintz grilling and needling is over. College football, and we got to talk the NFL next hour right here on the Monty Show at Sporting News Radio.
Sporting News Radio.
Over 60 million people are afraid to look in the mirror. Our pillows reveal the truth, and the shower drain tells all. I'm talking about hair loss. But the good news is you can stop the progression and regrow your hair naturally and permanently with MHR. And you can get started today without spending a dime. If you call now, they'll send you a free DVD presentation by the end of the day. Imagine, you'll have all the education and countless before and after photos to make the decision to stop your hair loss today. I'm talking about you looking just like you did 10, even 15 years ago. Call Medical Hair Restoration right now for your free, no-obligation DVD presentation. Getting this DVD will be one of the most powerful decisions you'll ever make to help you regrow your hair naturally and permanently. Get your free DVD now.
Call Medical Hair Restoration right now at 1-800-506-6821. That's 1-800-506-6821. For your free DVD, call now. 1-800-506-6821.
You're listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Honey, what's wrong?
I feel guilty for leaving you and the kids to go watch football this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Seems to be a habit of yours every year about this time. What about Barner's Tavern?
You mean that sports bar over on, what is it, Concord, near South Cop Drive?
Uh-huh. Isn't that the place your buddies told you to check out because you're a hot wings connoisseur?
Can I help it if I have discriminant taste buds?
Whatever.
Yeah. And they said they've got great taste of Miller Lite, too.
Really? Tell me they're broadcasting the Miller Lite End Zone show and we can win the Miller Lite ATL lounge tickets, and I am so coming, too.
Yes. Let's go.
Barner's Tavern has something for everyone. From Miller Lite beer specials to pasta, steaks, and two-for-one wings on Mondays, there's good times for the whole family. Stop by for the Miller Lite End Zone Show's live broadcast every Sunday in November. Check them out for Sunday brunch. Barner's Tavern, one block off South Cop Drive on Concord Road in Smyrna. Open late till 4 a.m.
So you just started blogging. That's good. No, that's great. Because with AT&T High-Speed Internet Direct, you can access your home internet at thousands of hotspots nationwide with no home phone required, which means you can blog about more than one what's going on in your living room.
I'm gonna go to the park.
Like how you just ran into your ex-boyfriend in the park.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Brad.
Or how you're making a mistake by having coffee with him right now.
Brad.
Yep.
You're slurping.
So?
Check, please.
Are we going Dutch?
Or how you're amazed he convinced you to go away with him this weekend.
Babe, we belong together.
Really?
Or how we just checked out another girl on the beach, and you're remembering why you broke up in the first place.
What are you looking at?
The hermit crab.
That hermit crab next to that hot girl?
I didn't put it there.
Creep.
AT&T gives you internet access at home and on the go with no home phone required for only $19.95 per month. Call 1-800-PICK-ATT, go to att.com/internet, or visit an AT&T store today. AT&T, your world delivered.
Taxes, excessive usage, and other charges may apply. Wi-Fi-enabled device required. See attwifi.com for additional services, details, and locations.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. With monthly payments you can afford, credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-600-7499. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-600-7499. That's 1-800-600-7499. 1-800-600-7499.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta. A big